Andy, so just minutes ago, you posted a story for the Wall Street Journal with some really staggering new details about that first turn the plane took. What can you tell us?
So this investigation appears to be moving very quickly toward a law enforcement or terrorism path. Every day it's harder and harder to come up with a credible argument that this was an accident. And what we're putting on the website and we'll put in tomorrow's paper are some details about what the investigators suspect was happening on that plane, some deliberate actions. In a space of 6 hours, someone or a group turned off three different signaling systems on that aircraft to hide its location, and investigators also believe that about an hour after takeoff, just after the transponders stopped operating, someone manually made the aircraft turn to the left. And in addition to that, there are strong suspicions that in order to disable one of the signaling systems, someone had to go down to the lower portion of the aircraft, leave the cockpit, and disable that system. And so therefore, of course, that presumes that someone else may have been in the cockpit to control or to monitor the plane. So these are all aspects that the investigators are really actively looking at, and it just adds much more ammunition to the notion that this is some kind of sabotage, terrorism, whatever you want to call it, but not an accident.